check-in on the Serta Counting Sheep.
Why aren't we counting anymore?
Well, the all-new Serta Perfect Sleeper has the Q4 support system that helps relieve aches and back pain.
We'll never get counted again!
Nope.
Save this Memorial Day. Shop at a retailer near you.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit autotrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Happy Tuesday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetMGM Network. I'm your host, PJ Glass. We got a great show for you guys today. I promise it won't take as long as the baseball game did last night. Only 30 minutes, a lot to get to. Our guy Nick Kenyon going to join us on the show. We're going to talk some NFL. We'll also get into the college football top 25 matchups coming up on Saturday. We will talk game four of the World Series between the Dodgers and the Blue Jays. We'll also look at the two college football games that we have on tonight's slate, and then we'll wrap everything up with our favorite plays of the day. As always, any questions, any comments, any best bets that you guys have for us, send them into the chat. Let us know what you guys like at the BetMGM Network on Twitch, on YouTube, on X. We'll get to all your questions, all your comments throughout the show. And if you guys miss any part of the show today, as always, check out the Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcast, every episode for you right there. Let's get rolling on a Tuesday. Glasses in session. We go to the Glasser guest line and check in with our guy Nick Kenyon. Give him a follow on X at Nick Kenyon, senior writer for BetMGM. And Nick, we are already at week 9 in the NFL, and we have one of the marquee matchups that we get every season, Bills and Chiefs. This version is going to be in Buffalo again. KC, a 1.5-point favorite on the road with the total of 52.5. So as you break down this matchup, what are your thoughts, side total, or maybe any props you'd be looking to bet in this game?
Tough one to evaluate from a side. I kind of want to be on the Chiefs in this game just because their offense has looked really good to me of late as they've started to reincorporate Rashee Rice back into the lineup. But of course, we know that Buffalo home field advantage is difficult to ignore. And I don't think the Bills are as good as their blowout win over the Panthers indicates. So I think it is kind of a sell high opportunity on Buffalo. What I do really like in this game, and the team total lines haven't come out yet, I'm going to take a look at Kansas City's team total in this game. Buffalo, not a very good defense to begin with. Ed Oliver is out indefinitely. We still don't know what's happening with Matt Milano. Taylor Rapp and DeMar Hamlin are both out at safety. Like, this is a thin team on defense, and they haven't played many good opponents yet. Only one team has cleared 26.5 points against the Bills this season. That came all the way back in week 1 against your Ravens, PJ. So if anything, I'd be looking at the Chiefs offense to have success in this game. As someone with a lot of futures tied up in the outcome in this game, I'm going to pass on the side, but I do think you can see Kansas City score a lot on this Buffalo defense.
Yeah, I am a little surprised that spread is only 1.5. I thought maybe we'll see it at 2.5. Maybe it does go that way this week, but right now at KC, a small favorite on the road. Your Steelers, once again, Nick, this week are a home underdog of 3 points against Indianapolis. They're saying that the Packers and the Colts are pretty much even teams. And Nick, look, you know, right? We both like the Steelers on Sunday night. That felt like a Tomlin spot. And this feels like another Tomlin spot, but it's just like that defense just is not what we're used to seeing. Do you think with how high the Colts offense is and the Steelers, the way their defense has been struggling, this is kind of the game where we see a reverse a little bit? Do you think the Steelers can muck it up, or you think the Colts continue to roll?
I'll be the donkey here. I laid 3 points with the Colts on Sunday, and I took team total over 26.5. there is seemingly this focus on, like, when is Daniel Jones going to turn into the donkey that we know and love? But in reality, the question with this Colts offense is, can you stop Jonathan Taylor? That's the only way teams have had success against this Colts offense this season. And the Steelers unquestionably have not been able to stop the run. 24th in defensive DVOA against the run this year. And the Colts offense leads the league in rush EPA per play. The Steelers have played two games against teams that are 11th or better in that category this season, with the understanding that the Colts are the hardest game. That was at the Jets in week one, 32 points allowed, and then at Cincinnati only a few weeks ago, 33 points allowed. I don't know how the Steelers stop Jonathan Taylor in this game. The one argument I can make in favor of the Steelers is that the Colts have a ton of negative regression coming defensively. A lot like Buffalo, they have posted some concerning defensive metrics against not very good offenses. This is the hardest offense they will have faced since their matchup against the Rams back in a couple of weeks ago. So I think if you like the Steelers in this game, chase an all team total line, like over 29.5, over 34.5. The Steelers can only win this game in a track meet. This defense is totally washed, and I don't know how they stop the Colts offense. So if you like the Steelers, I think you get creative with your wagering. I would not be looking to take the +3. I would be looking at this offense to just shine and do it well. I don't think they can do that. I think the Colts offense is too good. It's going to run it up. So I laid the points, and I like the Colts to score at least 27.
Yeah, super interesting. Indy, a 3-point favorite on the road in Pittsburgh. We also have the Texans this week, Nick. Once again, they're a small home favorite against a team with the winning record. They're up against Denver this week. Low total with two good defenses at 39.5. Last week, the professional money, the sharps were all over Houston in that game against San Francisco. Looks like they're going to like them again against Denver on Sunday. Would you lean towards the Texans side as well?
Yes, I understand the move here because Houston opened as a 1.5-point dog, now a 1.5-point favorite. Seemingly, that was a reaction to Patrick Sertan's injury news, which is obviously a big deal. I'm not sprinting to bet a side in this game. I think you saw Houston have a lot of success last week because San Francisco doesn't have a pass rush, which mitigates the biggest weakness of this Houston offense, which is the O-line. We know Denver has a good pass rush. So I think you could see Denver disrupt the Houston offense and maybe create kind of a sell high opportunity on the Texans' recent offensive record. What I really like in this game, Denver's team total under. I'm going to plant my flag and say this offense is not good. They only look good because they're playing really bad defensive teams. It's like this team has looked anemic in the first halves against Philly and the Giants. I get they look good against Dallas. That's one of the worst defenses in the entire league, so I don't put a lot of stock into that game. But Houston, unquestionably the hardest defense they will have faced to date this season. And you look at, and Houston leads the league in pass defense DVOA. So I think if you see Houston establish an early lead, you're not going to be able to see Bo Nix find his way in the back door, score a lot of fourth quarter points like he usually does. So I bet under 19.5 points for the Broncos. Scary to do that off a 44-point output, but I think this is the spot where you sell the Broncos offense against one of the best defenses in the league.
We're talking with Nick Kenyon here on Send It In, senior writer for BetMGM. Give Nick a follow on X at Nick Kenyon. All right, Nick, you've given us a couple of favorites that you lean towards that you like, Kansas City, Indianapolis. We saw some upsets this past week with the Jets, with the Dolphins. Who's a team maybe when you look at the slate this week you think has a chance of pulling off an upset?
Strictly, purely betting logic here. I can't make the matchup argument. But who's betting Atlanta this week? Nobody. Literally, like, everyone was on the Falcons last week against the anemic Dolphins, and they lost by 3 touchdowns as a 7.5-point home favorite. That's terrible. I don't know how, like, they keep up with this Patriots offense. They have not scored a second half road touchdown this season that the opponent didn't want them to. Like, that Minnesota score doesn't really count in my mind, but literally nobody's going to be betting the Falcons. Everyone's going to be money line parlay teasers. Patriots are probably going to be a survivor play for people who still have them alive. I just think if you, like, look at it from that sort of betting analysis, I would look at a team like the Patriots, the Falcons against the Patriots, but it's tough to pick a dog this week that's going to, you know, surprise anyone.
Yeah, totally makes sense. Any other games, Nick, we didn't discuss that you have interest with in week 9?
Couple flirtations I'll mention. I'm really interested in the Lions laying 8.5 against the Vikings this week. I get it's sort of a close your eyes special. The Vikings looked really bad last week, but I mean, Detroit's off a bye, and Dan Campbell has eaten Brian Flores' lunch every single time these teams have played. The question becomes, do you trust J.J. McCarthy in a track meet? Like, I think you see the Lions get to at least 28, 30, 35 points potentially. I just don't know if I trust J.J. McCarthy when the Vikings are willingly telling you that they would rather put Carson Wentz out in a torn labrum for 2 weeks than they would their prize young prospects. So I don't really see it with that. Like, the number's really high for a divisional game, but it sounds like the Lions could get some secondary help on the way back. And if that happens, I'm kind of looking at Detroit to maybe run up the score against the Vikings on Sunday.
I like it. I'm right there with you. We talked about that game yesterday. Nick, got about a minute left. Want some Premier League thoughts from you? Any games that you're looking at this weekend in the EPL?
Oh boy, a couple gross underdogs for me, PJ. Give me Leeds +0.5 at Brighton. I mean, Leeds have run so unlucky this season. -4 goal differential, +2.5 expected goal differential. Brighton's a flawed defense. I always like fading those bad defenses in the Premier League. Leeds' problem, they've had bad goalkeeping play. Only 3 teams have allowed fewer post-shot expected goals than this Leeds defense, but their goalkeeper sucks, and he just keeps letting in goals over expectations. So I think you see some positive regression there. Give me Leeds +0.5, and then Wolves. Oh boy. They are +0.5 at Fulham on Saturday. Wolves, -12 goal differential, -2 expected. That is just, they have so much good luck coming their way. And I get they haven't won a game this season, but Fulham's attack, the only way Fulham gets this result, or outright win, I should say, is their attack, and it has not produced very good results. So I think you see Wolves off a home draw against Burnley, go to Craven Cottage and pick up a result against Fulham.
Love it. Great stuff. As always, our guy Nick Kenyon. Give him a follow on X at Nick Kenyon, senior writer for BetMGM. Joins us each and every Tuesday right here on Send It In. Nick, always good seeing you, pal. Good luck this week, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Sounds good. Be well, PJ.
All right, good stuff, Nick. Let's keep it rolling here on Send It In, week 9 of the NFL. You guys know how we do it here on Send It In. We'll look at half of the NFL slate today. We'll look at the other half tomorrow on the show. So let's start Thursday Night Football. Ravens at Dolphins. Total in the game is 50.5. Since Mike McDaniel has been in Miami and these two teams have played, these games have tended to be over games. The Ravens dropped 50 on the Dolphins a couple years ago. The year before that, it was a 42-38 kind of game. So I understand the Dolphins are much worse this year than they have been, you know, 2, 3, 4 years ago under McDaniel. But these games tend to be shootouts. And with Lamar back, and it looks like he's going to play on Thursday, the offense finding their rhythm a little bit with Huntley back there. Now Lamar steps in. I think the Ravens offense should score some points. I think the Dolphins can score some points too. So I kind of like the over in the game. Doesn't feel like you often see Thursday night totals in the 50s. So I think that's kind of an indication as well. I would look over, and then I'd probably just tease the Ravens at 1.5. We have seen some underdogs win outright on Thursday Night Football. We saw San Francisco beat the Rams. We saw the Bengals beat the Steelers. So, and the Giants beat the Eagles, right? We have seen the dogs be very profitable in these Thursday night games. So I think Miami can maybe keep it close. This is the first of 3 straight road games for the Ravens. So it's usually a good idea long term when a team has a 3-game losing streak to just fade them every week until they don't cover, because normally a team never covers for 3 straight road games. Maybe the Ravens win and they don't cover, but I think in a teaser 1.5, you're in a good spot with the Ravens against the Dolphins. I like the over in that game as well. Bears-Bengals is super fascinating. Chicago 2.5-point favorite in Cincinnati. Total in the game is 52.5. You like the Bears on the money line. They're -145. Cincinnati is going to be +120. Both teams coming off of losses.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on Auto Trader? Really? Just visit autotrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now everything's on sale during our Memorial Day event. Save up to $1,200 on mattresses for a limited time. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.
Hey, sweetie, your mother showed me this Carvana thing for selling the car. I'm going to give it a try. Wish me luck. Me again. I put in the license plate. It gave me an offer. Unbelievable. Okay, I accepted the offer. They're picking it up Tuesday from the driveway. I haven't even left my chair. It's done. The car is gone. I'm holding a check. Anyway, Carvana, give it a whirl. Love ya.
So good, you'll want to leave a voicemail about it. Sell your car today on
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
The Bears coming off a loss in Baltimore, and the Bengals obviously coming off that brutal loss against the Jets. It feels like a must-win game for both of these teams. Zach Taylor, he might be coaching for his job in this game, right? You lose to the Jets at home and you give up 39 points. That's not great. Boo Birds were coming out in Cincinnati. Their season is on the brink of maybe going out the tube. But then the Bears have a good opportunity here the next couple weeks playing the Bengals and then the Giants at home next week. Chicago trying to keep pace with those other teams in the NFC. I think this is a close game. I think Bengals plus 8.5 in a teaser is a good look. We'll see what happens with the Chicago injury report this week with some of the guys in the secondary. If we get a 3, I think I got to bet Cincinnati. I think at 3, that's a buy point on the Bengals because this game's probably going to come down to the wire. 2.5, I would stay away, but I would still probably lean towards Cincinnati. So we'll see if I end up betting this game this week, but it feels like one of those games. 2.5, pass. 3, I'd look at the Bengals. Plus the points. Vikings and Lions, Nick was just talking about it. I talked about it yesterday on the show. Feels like a smash spot potentially for the Lions. They're coming off a bye week. And Dan Campbell, like Nick said, has really owned Brian Flores. He's a very good defensive coordinator, but against the Lions, he hasn't had many answers. And that Vikings defense, as of late, has not been very good. Looks like J.J. McCarthy is going to be back with the news that Wentz is out for the season. And is this the game you really want McCarthy to come back for when he's going to have to probably score 30 points if you want to win this game? Just feels like a really tough spot for Minnesota. Now, they do get some extended rest, and it is a divisional game, so weird things can potentially happen. But if there's a team in the NFL you normally want to lay points with, it is the Lions because they only know how to play one way, especially when they're at home. That offense cooking. I like the Lions minus 8.5. I'd also probably lay it with the Packers, minus 13 against Carolina. We'll see if it ends up being Bryce Young this week, but if it's Bryce Young or if it's Andy Dalton, I still think it's going to be really bad for Carolina. Dalton was atrocious against Buffalo, so if he has to play again against the Packers, that won't be good. And then Bryce Young, I mean, the home and road splits are just night and day. He actually looks very good when he plays in Carolina. When you get him away from Carolina, not good at all. Now you're going up against one of the top pass rushes in the NFL and one of the toughest places to win in Lambeau. So it's a big number, but I would look at the Packers. I think they win that game by 2 touchdowns. Chargers and Titans, LA, a 10-point favorite on the road in Tennessee. Of all the big favorites this week, this is the one I'd probably have the most concern about laying the points with. We did see the Chargers earlier this year go to New York and lose to the Giants. The Titans are so bad against the spread. You can't bet them anymore to cover a number, and these lines are always inflated because they never cover, but it feels like Chargers minus 10 is like just too much, right? Now, when Joe Alt's back, we all know the Chargers are a completely different team. The defense looked very good against Minnesota, and they should be good again in this game, but for a team that doesn't have their top two running backs, and at times Herbert can throw the ball over and Cam Ward can make some plays, I just don't want to lay 10 with the Chargers. They win the game. If you want to use them in Survivor, you should be fine there. But it's just kind of crazy. The Chargers are laying 10. The NFL underdogs, at home underdogs, when they've been getting 7 or more points, are like 19-3 against the spread in the last 22. I mean, it's an insane number. So normally in these spots, when you get a home dog in the NFL with this many points, you should bet the dog. But Tennessee and the Jets are pretty much on the no-bet list for me for the rest of the season, unless there's just a great spot that passes up. So I'm going to pass on that game. Falcons and Patriots, New England, a 5.5-point favorite at home against Atlanta. Total in the game is 45. Going to need a good injury report in this game for Atlanta. If Penix is playing and Drake London is playing, I'm going to be all over the Falcons, right? This is the NFL. These are the kind of things that I look for. You have a team that was a big favorite and they get embarrassed, humiliated at home. They go on the road the next week as a sizable dog. You look to bet them every time. 5.5 is normally a great underdog number in the NFL. You normally bet that side. They normally cover and they usually tend to win outright as well. I think the Falcons are very live in that game. Niners and Giants is a tough one. San Francisco -2.5. If Scadaboo is healthy, I'd be all over the Giants in this game. But he's a big part of that offense. We know they want to run. Dart wants to run. They want to run it with Scadaboo as well. So not having him in there is really going to be a big deal. San Francisco off a bad performance against Houston. You wouldn't expect two bad games in a row. But again, this Niners defense, another week without Bosa, another week without Fred Warner. Like, what are they going to look like? I think I just want to stay away from that game. I could see the Niners covering. I could also see the Giants covering or winning the game outright as well. So pass for me on that one. Of the games we talked about, I'd say Ravens-Dolphins over. I like a lot. Lions -8.5, Packers -13, and the Falcons +5.5 in money line. Games that I like for the first half of the NFL slate. What about the college games that I like this week? Let's look at the top 25 matchups that we got for week 10 already. And let's start with a game that probably when the season started, we all thought was going to be one of the games of the year with Ohio State and Penn State. It's certainly not that anymore. Ohio State -20.5 against the Nittany Lions at home. Total in the game is 43.5. Now, you guys know if you watch this show, the way my brain works is I see a game like this and I immediately think, wouldn't it just be so Penn State for them to pull off the upset against Ohio State, right? All those years where this was a top 10 matchup, where they had Franklin on the sideline and they played Ohio State and they could never beat them. And now Penn State is having this kind of season. Franklin's gone. And what if they just go in there and they win the game with the backup quarterback, with Jim Knowles as the defensive coordinator facing his former team, right? Like, there are a lot of storylines there that you can see. I think in theory, it all sounds like a good idea, but then you think about this matchup and you're just like, how is Penn State going to score against this defense? Because nobody has really been able to. I mean, if Ohio State gets 28 points, you're probably covering this line. I don't know if Penn State scores more than a touchdown in this game. I'm staying away. This line was 17.5 in the look ahead. It's gotten bought up all the way to 20.5. It feels like the right number. It feels like Ohio State wins this game by maybe 17, maybe 24, somewhere in that neighborhood. I think we're going to get a great effort out of Penn State. It's still a super talented team. They do have the backup quarterback, but again, man, like, wouldn't it just be something if with Franklin gone and how these games have gone in past years, if Penn State shows up and maybe shocks the world on Saturday? So I'm staying away from that game. Vandy in Texas is super interesting. Another game where if before the year, imagine if you were getting Texas 1.5 at home against Vanderbilt in this game. Top 20 matchup. Both teams really needing a win. If Texas loses, their season's over. If Vandy loses, they get that second loss and are on the brink of missing out on the college football playoff. I think a majority of people are going to be on Vandy in this game just because they certainly passed the eye test. They certainly look way better. Texas has not been a good team this season on the road. They were fortunate to win the Mississippi State game, but they're back at home. And I think that's a big deal that Texas is back in Austin. I would lean towards Texas, but there's just something scary about betting against Vanderbilt, isn't there? Like, they just find ways to win games. When you're watching their games and you're on the other side, if you had Missouri like I did last week, they were the right side in that game. They dominated. They should have won. But give Vandy credit. They found a way to get the job done, and that's what worries me about this game is that Texas will be the right side. They'll probably dominate the stats. They should be up, and Vandy might just find a way to go into Austin and win the game. That team has so much confidence. So it's a stay away for me. I would lean, though, towards Texas to win the game. Number 10, Miami's at SMU as a 12.5-point favorite on Saturday. How about this stat for you guys? When this game kicks off on Saturday, on November 1st, it'll be the first time this season the Canes play a game outside of the state of Florida. Every game so far in their schedule has been at home, and then they played Florida State on the road. They've had two bye weeks so far as well. So their bye weeks are done. They have this game on the road at SMU and then two road games at Pitt and Virginia Tech to end the season. But this is the first time Miami is traveling out of the state of Florida to play a game, and here we are in November. So because of that, I'm betting SMU in the first half. Plus 6.5 would obviously be great if we get a plus 7. But again, it's the first game away from home, first game out of the state. Like, I just don't expect Miami to come out of the gates and look clean in this game. SMU, obviously, playing for a right to maybe make the ACC championship game. You're playing one of the top teams in the league, in the country, so they're going to be fired up. Should have a good home crowd there. But I like the angle of SMU in the first half, with Miami maybe looking a little sluggish in the first 30 minutes and then figuring it out at halftime. Georgia and Florida and Jacksonville for their yearly meeting. Georgia, the number 5 team in the country. They're laying 70.5. The total is 50.5. First game the Gators are playing since getting rid of Billy Napier. So you get that bump from firing the head coach. You would expect Florida to show up. Last 4 meetings between these teams, Georgia has scored 34 points or more. So Georgia's been scoring a lot of points in these kind of games. And we've talked about Georgia's defense this year away from home. What they've done in these big games, Ole Miss, Tennessee, their defense has not been good in a lot of these big games. I think Florida's going to be able to score. I think Georgia's going to be able to score as well. So the total at 50.5, I think, is too low. I like the over in that game. Number 15, Virginia, travels all the way across the country to take on Cal as a 4-point favorite. Virginia's luck box continues, right? We all know Virginia isn't probably a playoff caliber team. We know they're not winning the national championship, but they're having one of these magical seasons where they continue to win games, and they can win this one as well, but I don't know if they're going to win it by more than 4. Feels like a close game to me at Cal, so I like the Bears to keep that close. Give me Cal plus the 4. How about this line? Number 6, Georgia Tech, on the road, undefeated, taking on 4-4 NC State, and they're only a 5.5-point favorite. That is a stinky, stinky line, is it not? Georgia Tech now, of course, they played Duke a couple weeks ago. Duke is an unranked team, was laying 3.5 in that game. Georgia Tech ends up winning it outright, so maybe this is just another one of these games where all the metrics, all the models are telling you Georgia Tech should only be a 5.5-point favorite, but they just kind of outplay what their stats are saying, and they find a way to win the game and cover the spread. NC State, I think it's also worth noting that before their bye week, since 2019, they're 1-7 against the spread. So this has not been a good team under Dave Doran. When that off week is in sight, they have struggled. Now, you do have an undefeated top 10 team coming into your building, so you would expect them to be highly motivated. I don't know, man. I don't know if NC State's a team that I want to trust, but that certainly is an interesting line. Tennessee laying 3 at home this week against Oklahoma in a top 20 matchup. I like the Vols in this one at -3. I just don't know how Oklahoma is going to keep pace with this Tennessee offense, right? Oklahoma's got a terrific defense. Ole Miss was able to put up numbers in the rain in Norman. Now the Sooners got to go on the road and play another really good offense in Tennessee. I just don't know if Oklahoma's going to score enough points to keep pace with the Vols. So I do like Tennessee -3 in that game. Nebraska and USC, we talked about it yesterday when USC was -7. So hopefully you got that number. Now it's down to 6.5, but I would still bet Nebraska. This is going to be a one-score game. All Lincoln Riley USC road games in the Big Ten are one-score games, and I would expect this one to be no different. I'd also look at some Nebraska money line as well. Nebraska's going to lean on the trenches on the ground game. I think they're going to muck it up, and they're going to hang around against USC. So I'll take Nebraska plus the points. And then Cincinnati and Utah, another game we got a great number on. We gave out Utah yesterday -7. They're all the way up to -9.5 now. It's a top 25 matchup. Cincinnati's undefeated in Big 12 play, and Utah's laying double digits just about at home, 9.5. I mean, look, that line is daring you to take Cincinnati, right? Because people are going to see that undefeated Big 12 record, that number 17 ranking. You're getting 9.5 points. So I don't know if I'd bet Utah at this point, but I don't think I could bet Cincinnati either, because that line is only telling you to take the Utes in that game against Cincinnati. All right, you guys, talk a little college football tonight. We got two games on the schedule, including UTEP and Kennesaw State. Kennesaw is a 10-point favorite at home. Total in the game is 15.5. First year of FBS football for Kennesaw State, and they're in line to make a bowl game. They're going up against a UTEP team that I think a lot of people preseason thought was going to be really solid out of Conference USA. Malachi Nelson, who was a former quarterback at Boise and USC, is the UTEP quarterback. They've had a tough schedule, and they've played some of those teams tough. I think 10 is too many points in this game, and I think maybe sprinkle some money line as well. I think UTEP can hang around and keep it close. So I like the Miners tonight, plus the points. JMU only laying 6.5 on the road tonight against G.J. Kinney and Texas State, a team that can really put up points. I would look at the over in this game at 55.5. I think we get a little bit of a shootout, and I think Texas State's got a chance to keep this game close as well. It's moved off of 7 to 6.5, telling me Texas State probably the right side in that matchup. What about the World Series tonight? Game 4, Dodgers and Blue Jays off that 18-inning marathon last night. It's really Game 5 of the World Series because they played two games last night. Shane Bieber going up against Shohei Ohtani. Look, when you have a game like you did last night where just about every pitcher was used by both teams, both John Schneider and both Dave Roberts are looking for their starters to go deep in this game. One team starting Shane Bieber, the other starting Shohei Ohtani. Give me the Dodgers on the run line, -1.5, as Ohtani reached base eight times yesterday, 4 hits, 2 homers. Now he gets to go on the mound and dominate. Give me Shohei and the Dodgers on the run line. All right, a promo from our friends at BetMGM, a World Series odds boost token. Bet on baseball's biggest stage with an MLB World Series odds boost token. Use your token to net a bigger payout on a winning bet. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the app today, and please gamble responsibly. All right, you guys, wrap the show. PJ's plays here on Send It In. Last night's hero, Freddie Freeman, walked it off in the 18th inning, and I think he's going to get us a base hit again today. So Freddie Freeman going to be my play in going streaking. Ohtani, I'll take him over 6.5 strikeouts at -113. Going to be interesting to see the Dodger or the Blue Jay game plan tonight, the approach at the plate. Do you try and get to Shohei early and swing early in the count, or do you want to try and work counts and get his pitch count up? I think they try and get his pitch count up, and because of that, a lot of two-strike counts. Shohei, over 6.5 strikeouts. UTEP going to be my dog of the day, +10 against Kennesaw State. Think that's too many points in that game. And then my best bet, I'm going back to the well. We had Dodgers run line last night. They weren't able to cash it. I think they cash it tonight against the Blue Jays. So give me the Dodgers, -1.5 and -105 to win game 4 of the World Series. Again, Freddie Freeman is our playing going streaking. Ohtani over 6.5 strikeouts, our prop lock. UTEP +10, our dog of the day. Dodgers run line, our best bet. Thanks again to Nick Henyon. Chase Kitty joins us tomorrow, and also former Pirates manager Derek Shelton. Looking forward to that. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit autotrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really? Once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really.
Spring is the season everyone refreshes everything except their blinds. People put it off because they think it's complicated. But at Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years proving it's not. Right now, you can save big during the Spring Cyber Monday sale. Whether you want to DIY it or have a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we've got you. Free samples, real design experts, and zero pressure. Just help when you need it. Shop up to 50% off site-wide. Huge savings on special buys, plus a free professional measure now during the Spring Cyber Monday sale. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.